You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your conversation with Nate began a little trip down memory lane. Little Geo, Viking fan, Burleson fan from years ago in lovely Mankato, Minnesota.
Many years ago, I went to Mankato, Minnesota for training camp, and there was a rookie wide receiver there, and I waited for his autograph, and you were nice enough to give me your autograph. And many years later, you're still more important than me. So, as I'm sitting on this side of the table... all kidding aside, congratulations on this gig. You have Good Morning Football, and now this has been a meteoric rise for you, man. What has this been like?
It's been a whirlwind, but it's something that I'm prepared for. You know, to be honest, like you said, you met me my rookie year. I was a baby playing with Randy Moss and Dante Culpepper, Mike Tyson, the coach. I mean, that moment was bigger than anything I can imagine. And then throughout my career, slowly try to make my way and build my brand. And even when I left football, going to broadcast boot camp, having radio shows, TV shows locally and regionally, I never thought I'd be here right now. So it's one of those things that I have to cherish it. And I always tell these young guys that are in the league, when you have an opportunity, an analogy of football, don't fumble it away. You take advantage and you score a touchdown and you show people what you're made of. And that's what I want to do. I got this job working 5 days a week. And the NFL Today crew, like, you kidding me? Nate Burleson with that crew? If I'd have told you that 5 years ago, you'd have slapped the taste out of my mouth. But now I'm here, and I want to make an impact. And I want to help, you know, bring a little bit of swag, a little bit of fresh perspective, some knowledge that I got, great stories, and those relationships that I've leveraged. Those guys that are still in the league that I see in the offseason that I dap up and hug, and they tell me I'm the voice of their generation. Like, that's who I want to bring to the forefront in the NFL Today show. Along with these legends I'm working with, man, I'm blessed.
How do you follow that? They tell him that he is the voice of their generation. I never get that. I always get, you're the bane of our existence.
Oh, stop, man. No, listen, I was at the Super Bowl in Santa Clara, and Jameis Winston walks up to me. And I'm humble in every athlete I meet. So I walk up, I'm like, hey, Jameis, how you? He stops me right there. He's like, man, I know who you are. And I'm like, all right, cool. I just want to say what's up. He said, look, how you approach being on TV, like, you're the voice for us. And at that moment, like, I was taken aback, but it felt like it was a huge responsibility he was laying on me. And there's a certain responsibility I got for these young guys that look at me and they know I'm part of the fraternity. You know, they know I'm part of the crew. And I'm not going to turn my back on them when things get bad. But I am going to be critical on them when they mess up. And that's the ones they respect. Oftentimes, guys leave the game and they either do one or the other. Like, they make headlines being the guy that trashes them, or they make headlines being the guy that's just too nice. If you find that blend and you're honest about the craft, then these guys will really take to you.
He kind of resembles Jameis.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I do. I got the little flat top with the smile. Yeah. Charismatic. Talk a little bit.
No, but you don't talk country like James. he country. Now, you mentioned some of the vets that you played with when you were rookie in the league.
Yeah.
That used to school me, unfortunately. Who are some of the guys you lean on in the broadcasting business?
Man, you know, when I first got to the NFL Network, it was, you know, Rich Eisen, Michael Irvin, Kurt Warner. I'll tell you a story. Deion Sanders, one time I'm in L.A., I'm in the green room, and I'm sitting on the couch, and Deion's like, hey, close the door. So I close the door. I had no idea what we were going to talk about. Mooch is in there, MJD, Ike Taylor, I think LaDainian's in there. And he said, Nate, sit down. So I'm like, what's going on here? You know, maybe it's a roast session. Let me sit my butt down on the couch. And Deion said, I heard after the game in Jacksonville last week, you missed your flight. And it was early morning flight. I slept in. And I didn't say anything. I'm still listening to him. He said, don't do that. He said, you got an opportunity to do something special. And if I heard about it, then those in the front office heard about it. And those above them that run this network will hear about it. And he said, he looked at me and quite frankly said, you know, guys like you and me, color of our skin, being in the position that we're in, we have to take advantage of the opportunities, not throw them away. And it was like being a rookie all over again. I didn't say anything, just like I was taught, shut up, keep your eyes open, and listen to every word. I said, hey, Prime, I appreciate it. It won't happen again. And that was like my welcome to the NFL analyst moment. And I can appreciate that. So those are the guys that I lean on.
Geo and Jones with Nate Burleson across the country on CBS Sports Radio. When you're in a position like this and you want to take advantage of that opportunity, how do you make sure you don't do too much because you're so excited, you're comfortable on Good Morning Football, that's your crew now, but this is new, and once that first show goes, boom, you're out of the gate. How do you kind of make sure you don't run off and go nuts?
Well, you got to respect the guys you're with. And, you know, I respect my crew that I'm with on Good Morning Football, but it's a different format. And we're talking for 3 hours, and oftentimes we get, you know, 6-7 minutes to just run on about a conversation. So every single detail in all of my notes, I could literally get them off every second. But here, you got to be concise. You got to have your points on time. And on top of that, like, with what they do, everybody has, like, their moments in this show. And, you know, watching NFL Today, you got JB who runs point beautifully. And then you got Boom, you got Coach, you got Phil. They all got their elements. I got to know what my element is. And then when they give me that window, I'm not there to kick the window down. I'm here to just walk out and say, this is what I got to say, and I want to give you something. So what I pride myself on is that I know the game and study the game. I'm not going to say a whole bunch of filler. I'm not going to give you vanilla. I'm going to give you Rocky Road. I'm going to give you a mix of pineapple. I'm going to give you everything, every flavor, depending on the topic. And when I do deliver that, I want you to walk away either saying, you know what, I agree with him. You know what, I don't agree with him. You know what, I'm going to go think about that. At least you're thinking about something when I get done talking. And if I do that, I'm not stepping on toes. I'm just giving the people what they want.
Is it similar to being a rookie in that locker room? Why you want to go wild the coaches and you want to endear yourself to your teammates, you have to temper your approach somewhat.
Yeah, oh, 100%. It's just like being a rookie again. That's how I felt when I met these guys. I said, listen, you guys are the OGs now. And, you know, I oftentimes get this question. I said this earlier when they did our introduction downstairs. It's how's it feel to be the young, cool kid? Like, okay, I'm young. I'm 36. But cool, I'm not the cool one. Like, I don't have the jewelry at home that reads Super Bowl. I don't have the gold jacket hanging in my closet. You know, I don't have the Hall of Fame career like James Brown. I don't have, you know, the resume that Coach. So for me, these guys are the cool one. And if you're doing it the right way as a rook, as you know, you got to pay attention to the cool kids. And when they invite you to sit at the cool kids table at lunchtime, don't spill your milk, don't drop your burger, and don't say nothing stupid. That way you get invited back tomorrow.
Geo Jones with Nate Burleson. You remember the TV show Alf?
Yeah.
Do you think that your colleague Peter Schrager looks like him?
Definitely. I think I saw him chasing a cat after the show. But yeah, that's one of my favorite shows from back in the day. And I'm going to let him know you said that too.
No, please do. And I don't think it's an insult.
It's not an insult. He's got an Alf and Fat Jonah Hill, which I think is more of an insult because Jonah Hill used to be big. I'm like, they let him have it though on social media.
All right, Nate, I know that you study the game, as you mentioned. You're one of those guys that doesn't just throw opinions out there willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Give me one team you think is going to overperform and one team that's going to underperform as far as the prognostications go right now.
Right out the gate, the team that's going to overperform, Cleveland Browns. I love what they're doing, and this isn't the hype train. I got killed over the summer because I said with what they're doing in the draft and what I saw in the future that they could win 6 or 7 games, and I stamped it on the show, and people lit me up. And then I got it right out the gate. I said, Deshaun Kizer is going to be your starter week 1. People lit me up again. I just feel like the moves they're making and things that they're doing, they're putting themselves in a position to turn this whole organization around. And even today, they let go of Joe Hayden. Now, some would say, why are you letting go of your premier corner? You know, as a vet that understands the business side of it, I'm not mad at it. They're making the right moves to make room for the young talent and guys that are cheaper. So if you're making room for younger talent, cheaper, faster, stronger individuals, then you're doing things that are building properly for the future. Now, Joe Hayden's going to land somewhere on his feet and be a number one, maybe like the Saints or the Cowboys. But I feel like the Browns are in a position to do something great. Now, Tina's going to underachieve, and this might be a hot take. I thought initially it was going to be the Patriots. I thought that this is the one season that they weren't motivated and everything was too right on paper. And how does a team that was so good get so much better? And then Julian goes down, and Julian's one of my boys. And as I'm like texting Julian at night saying, hold your head up and saying, you know, you're going to bounce back stronger than ever, I'm thinking, this is it. This is their motivation. This is that thing that's going to get them over the hump once again. You know, before it was the asterisk people were saying was on their titles, and then it was suspensions, and it was Tom Brady, all these different things. They didn't have anything up until a week ago. And now they're going to sit in that locker room, keep everything indoor, and you know what they're going to say? Let's win it for Julian. And guess what? Them Pats just might win it for Julian.
That's it right there. Now, you mentioned Kizer. If you were a receiver – mm-hmm. on that Cleveland Browns team, what would be your advice? You're a vet on that team. What's your advice to first-year start at the NFL level?
You know, I saw Hard Knocks last night, and there was a moment after the game between the Bucks and the Browns, and Jameis walked up to him and grabbed him and said, be patient. Be patient, man. He said, I try to go out there and win everything. I want to go out there and make the right throw at the right time, but you got to be patient. And that would be my advice. Even though as a wide receiver we want to get fed, I could go up to him and say, feed me, Seymour, but I'd be putting this kid in a bad position, because if he's focused on feeding the deep wide receiver, you're going to be throwing picks all day long. I would tell him, be patient, man. Listen, if you're going to make your read, go 1-2, then check down. Don't go 1-2-3, look at the check down, and go right back up top. You don't got Calvin Johnson or Randy Moss running up the sideline. Now, if the league lets Josh Gordon walk back in that locker room, they go ahead and throw it to your number one receiver. But, you know, I'll say be patient, man. You be patient. Live to play another down. If they call you check down Charlie and the game manager like Alex Smith, then that's better than being a guy that's a loose cannon throwing games away.
That is Nate Burles, the newest member of the CBS NFL Today family, co-host of Good Morning Football, which you could watch with the sound off while listening to Gio and Jones every morning here on CBS Sports Radio.
We know why you're watching. What's his the other co-host on there?
Peter Schrager?
No.
Kyle
Hell
Brandt,
no.
Who used to be part of the CBS Sports Radio family. Kyle Brandt.
No. The other one.
Oh, Kay Adams.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'd call her the host of the show.
Okay, well, the
three
host
of them
then.
Are the
okay, yeah.
Well, you analyst, co-host.
You guys don't give a damn about the analysts. Let's just keep it real.
I am offended by your assessment me in this equation.
You will be offended.
Because I'm a big fan of Nate and a big fan of Peter Schrager,
yeah.
Who does look like Alf. And the fact that Nate says he looks like fat Jonah Hill is amazing to me, because Jonah Hill used to be fat. Like, it's not like you're saying, oh, he looks like a fat Brian Jones. You've never not been in shape.
No,
like,
I used to be fat.
Jonah's gotten himself in shape, and now fat Jonah Hill is a reference point for people. I like both of those guys a lot, and Kyle, I think, is cool because he used to be on The Real World.
Kyle
Brandt.
Really?
Yeah, played college football at Princeton, was on The Real World, was on a soap opera, was
okay.
Jim Rome's producer, knew Mike back in the day, and now he's on TV.
Oh, good for him.
It's an eclectic bunch.
Cool. Now, was he on the original Real World?
Not the original one. He's not that old. But on the earlier side of things, when it was still a thing, when it was still a phenomenon.
So I've got a buddy down in Austin that was on Real World.
Who?
Up here in New York. Kevin Dunn. I don't recall when that was, though. It had to have been the 90s.
But hold on, because I think that... Which one was Kyle on now? He wasn't on the first one with, like, Kenny Anderson's...
I think he may have been on the second one. I'm not sure. Oh, I don't know.
All right, go to break. I got to Google things.
Kevin Dunn. Maybe it was the second one. How many did they have?
He was on the second one with The Miz, who's the wrestler now. But that's not the one that Kyle was on.
The Miz?
Yeah.
There's a wrestler that was on The Real World?
Yep.
A dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, then. Go Real World.
Have you watched Hard Knocks, by the way?
I have not seen any episodes thus far this season.
Because I think it's been great. I know people have kind of just, in general, maybe think it's kind of jumped the shark to a certain extent, that there's nothing really new. You're seeing the same things every summer. But I think this one's been really, really good. I think Gerald McCoy is an I want to be his friend. I think the whole D-line crew down there, they're just idiots in the best possible way, having fun. But
I saw the video of McCoy dancing with the little girl.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
But I still don't know what to do about Jameis because there's obviously very, very negative things about Jameis Winston, things that, you know, that shouldn't, I guess, necessarily, you know, fade into oblivion. But I watched this, and then last night, their GM, Jason, I always want to say it light, but it's not slicked, put it in a perspective. I mean, he is a remarkable leader.
Yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable, and that's the thing that was always said about him at Florida State, is that his teammates would have died for him, that he's that kind of guy, and that's all that this show is about, is him being in charge
right.
of that organization, and it's phenomenal to watch. But then I remember what happened at Florida State, and I just don't know what to do about what to think about Jameis Winston.
Well, there's been no denying his leadership skills from a redshirt freshman there at Florida State, and he's winning the Heisman Trophy, to now even as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And he's going to continue to get better, but he's always been considered a leader, and he exhibits those qualities and once again, I haven't seen the show, any episodes thus far this preseason, but I'm not surprised whatsoever that you've come away from watching it and recognizing that he has everything you want in terms of being a leader.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, it doesn't have to be one or the other. I mean, everything can be in play when it comes to guys who have had horrible things connected to them and very good, commendable things connected to them. But he, episode 2, episode 3, in one of their early preseason games, near the third string quarterback got hurt because he got sacked. And two of the linemen who were playing while he got sacked are sitting on the bench afterwards and they're giggling. And Jameis walks over and goes, "I'm glad you guys are having fun, but Ryan just broke his shoulder." Again, glad you're having fun, but Ryan just got hurt. And he walks away and the two guys are like, "Oh, man."
Yeah.
Like when your dad yells at you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
That's it. So we'll see what happens with this football team. I think they have definitely upgraded the talent. You got Mike Evans. You've got the tight end, O.J. Howard. They just drafted. And, of course, you have...
And DeSean Jackson and Cameron Brate. And maybe Doug Martin going back to being...
Yeah, muscle hamster.
A version of, I mean, that...
Yeah. He's got some nice toys to work with. And, you know, defensively... McCoy over there, who's a hoot. I don't know why he left Texas to go to University of Oklahoma, but he did. Should be an interesting football team.
Yeah, and an interesting division. Because how do the Panthers bounce back? What are the Saints? It's the NFC South.
I'm intrigued by the Saints. Yeah, they've been down the last few years. I'm intrigued to see what comes out of New Orleans this year.
Yeah, I think they're inching towards... It's almost reminding me of the end of Andy Reid in Philadelphia, that it's just time to do something different.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So if they don't get it done this year, we'll see what happens. But very intrigued. They should bounce back.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Phone lines open for you. Another conversation from yesterday from this CBS NFL symposium. Dan Fouts, of course, Charger great, who has not been happy with the current Charger situation in Carson, California. Part of that is in part of this conversation with Dan and Greg and Brian. That's later in the hour. When we come back, though, a porn star and separately, Giancarlo Stanton, in like a Skinamax porn.
Pretty good video.
Yeah. Plus Marco Belletti, who is... never mind. I'm not going to make a Giancarlo Stanton connection with Marco. He'll just come in and give you...
Let's say one end of the spectrum. He's at the total opposite end of the spectrum. Is that what you're saying? From six pack to just packing?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Either way, okay. He's got your sports
six
news.
Six pack to a cooler.
Yeah, and everything else.
Yeah.
Next on Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Give us a call right now. 855-212-4CBS.
Andrew Bogish in for Gio. Brian Jones is here, of course. And so is Marco Belletti. They did officially hug in this last timeout because the Yankees lost not once but twice yesterday to a Cleveland team, 2-1 and then 9-4. Not to steal the thunder of your update, Marco, but that did happen yesterday. everything else that happened yesterday
I heard the shot you took at me before it too. I'm aware I'm fat. It's unnecessary.
It wasn't a shot.
That's a shot. I'm aware I'm fat.
I wasn't going there.
And the fact that I had to move my car all of two blocks, I'm now sweaty and fat because I had to walk for three blocks. I mean, that's difficult for me sometimes.
There just wasn't a connection to be made between Giancarlo Stanton being in an erotic music video and you.
You're coming out like a big tough guy when no one asked you.
I'm sorry, Marco.
See, we got my boy Hammer on the board, so they got all the Belletti drops in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, here's your update, and I'll be quiet.
All right.
By the way.
A lot of confusion in the end. Cavs Celtics realized they came too far not to finish off this blockbuster deal. So Boston reportedly sends a 2020 second round pick to Cleveland to complete the deal for Kyrie Irving, set to be introduced at a press conference in Boston tomorrow. Cavs finally satisfied after they held up the deal with that physical of Isaiah Thomas and his injured hip. Meanwhile, baseball, apparently the Dodgers are human after all.
First pitch, and Goldie hits a drive to deep left. He's hit another against the Dodgers, 3-0. Wow.
So Paul Goldschmidt goes deep. Diamondbacks took out the Dodgers 6-4, sends LA to their fourth straight loss. That's the first time that's happened this season. The last team, to have that happen. Greg Schulte with the call on the Diamondbacks Radio Network. The Indians remain red hot. They bounce the Yankees both ends of their doubleheader, 2-1 and 9-4. That ups their win streak to 7. Red Sox erase the Blue Jays 7-1, means the Boston lead in the East is now 5.5. Meanwhile, pretty good day for Steven Strasburg all around.
Here's the pitch to Strasburg, driven in the air to deep right center field. Yelich going back, way back, looking up. It is gone. Goodbye. Steven Strasburg with his second home run of the year.
Steven Strasburg helping himself with the solo shot, went the distance, scattered 6 hits, struck out 8 as the Nationals silenced the Marlins 4-0. That was Charlie Slows with the call on the Nationals radio network. Elsewhere, the Twins dismantled the White Sox 11-1. Orioles upend the Mariners 8-7. That's their 7th straight win. Angels rallied by the A's 10-8. Albert Pujols with a pair of jacks. Cliff Pennington the go-ahead grand slam. So the AL wild card shows Minnesota with a 1-game lead on the Angels. Baltimore just 1.5 back. That's of the second wild card. NL Central, Cubs rip the Pirates 17-2, and the Brewers escape the Cardinals 6-5, keeps Milwaukee 3.5 out in the division. From the NFL, the Steelers acted quickly as they came to terms with cornerback Joe Hayden, reportedly 3 years, $27 million. This just hours after he was released by the Browns. Bengals linebacker Vontez Burfict had a suspension reduced from 5 games to 3. Seahawks reportedly have wide receiver Jermaine Kearse on the trade block. Johnny Manziel still apparently doesn't have his life together. There was a report the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the CFL worked him out during their bye week, not impressed by his mental or physical condition. Still brought up red flags to Johnny Football, of course, the former Heisman winner. And there is some college football tonight in the top 10. 10th-ranked Oklahoma State will welcome in Tulsa, and number 2 Ohio State is on the road for Indiana.
The Hoosiers calling that the biggest opener in school history.
Yeah,
their
I can
old
see that.
Head coach coming back, right. The Buckeye offense, number 2 in the country,
yep.
Big Ten game. I believe the game day crew is there.
I don't think it's going to be, what is the line, minus 21 or something like that? I think it would be a little closer than that.
I saw
first game out of the box.
Right.
You're going up against your old head coach who's now the new OC there at Ohio State. Should be interesting.
I saw a remarkable nugget yesterday. I follow a handful of like handicapper guys just so I like kind of know what's going on in betting circles because that's so important to so many people these days. And one of these guys tweeted yesterday that Alabama has been favored in 97 of its last 98 games. The one time they weren't favored, they were a 1-point dog at Georgia in like 2015. I mean, it was and they won by 28 points.
Yeah, I remember that. Blew them out.
Yeah, and they won 38-10. It's just ridiculous.
That's the type of run they're on, and you can lose all those guys on the defensive side of the ball and still be preseason number one because they reload. They don't have to rebuild. They just reload. Plug in another 5-star.
Yep, and they've got Jalen Hurts, who actually might be a good quarterback. And they play Florida State Saturday in Atlanta at the beautiful new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's part of the Chick-fil-A kickoff games, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Is on New Year's Day, and that stadium is also hosting the national title games. There's a lot to discuss about the Peach Bowl and college football in Atlanta. Gary Stokin, the CEO, president of Peach Bowl Incorporated, will join us in hour number 3. Dan Fouts in just a second. But right now, it is Kendra Lust. Who is she, you ask? Well,
that's what I ask.
She is the reigning MILF of the year, as decided by the AVN Awards. The
really?
Adult Video.
She's a mama?
She's, I guess, I don't know. It, well... timeout. Let's welcome in now on the AVN hotline. As all guests call in on, CBS Sports Radio's adult video expert, Mike Bisceglia, changing his name for autonomy. Mike, thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it. It's good to have you on your show.
I think I'm on a bad line here. I don't know the answer to that. I have no idea.
Are you familiar with her?
I've never heard of this.
Yeah,
lady.
I haven't either.
Well, what makes you, what is the age delineation to be a MILF? 28? How does that
work?
It's
not an age that word. Doesn't matter how old
just
you are.
As your mother, right?
You just have to have a child.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, but if you're 21 and you had a kid, you're not going to be on the MILF tab at Pornhub.com.
It has nothing. I'm just talking about. I'm not talking about.
I'll talk
video.
If you go, if
you're a mom.
I understand what the M in MILF stands for, but if you were to accidentally go to a website that peddles such videos and you click under MILF under categories, you're not getting 21-year-old mom. It's an old. It means the woman is older.
Talk about the story.
So the story is, at least Kendra Lust, if not other of her co-workers.
Big bone to pick with the Royals.
Oh, yeah, big bone. Good play on words by everyone discussing this story. Dayton Moore, as you heard yesterday here on Geo and Jones, for some reason, started with Danny Duffy's DUI and ended up with scolding people who watch adult films. And that got Kendra Lust in a huff. And maybe astutely pointed out, I don't know, that watching porn doesn't make you a criminal. In fact, she thinks it keeps relationships healthy and makes them thrive.
Yeah, and our resident expert could lend a little bit more credibility to her statements, but she thinks it keeps them healthy, as you said. And she also said it helps keep people safe from maybe going out and being unfaithful to their spouse. It helped my life a lot. And she's been in over 253 movies, I believe. That's a lot of action.
That's like 3 weeks. What are you talking about? It's a factory.
I know. You all right? You bounce back. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, you do MILF of the year 1 through 9 in a weekend.
Whew. Good work if you can find it, I guess.
I mean, good for TMZ Sports tracking down Miss Lust. What a coincidence. Her last name is Lust, and she works in porn. I mean, you couldn't have planned that any better. They track her down. She goes on camera. And again, it's a preposterous comment to have to respond to. I still don't understand what happened with Dayton Moore to go from Danny Duffy to his diatribe the other day.
And that's what Lust said, and that's not a real last name. Of course not.
I know. I'm sorry.
She slammed Moore's insinuation that porn is dangerous like booze and drugs as a cop-out. He says he needs to support it instead of demonizing it. Support those accusations you're making and quit demonizing my profession.
Yeah, good for her.
Maybe
glad we met her.
Maybe Mr. Moore has gone down this road before. Maybe Dayton has some he's not sharing.
Yeah, or maybe we don't. There's something we don't know about Danny Duffy and all his problems. I don't know how that got into Dayton Moore's head yesterday, but we're thankful for it because now we had audio yesterday and we got to meet Miss Lust today. And not learn what MILF of the year requires.
True. And Mikey B said he'd never heard of her.
Yeah, I don't think that's my cup of tea.
I'd never heard of her either. And I mean, not like I would know some of the stars in the industry.
Right.
Especially not today.
Right.
Yeah, even yesterday I wouldn't know. I go way, way back. Many, many moons. Sika.
Is that a person?
Yeah. Sika.
Sex.
Nina Hartley.
Grandmother of the Year performer.
Yeah, they're grandmas now. they old. They got teardrops now.
Then there is the Marco Belletti of Major League Baseball. That is Giancarlo Stanton.
This is a hot video.
Yeah.
Steamy.
I don't know.
I hadn't heard of this young lady either, but the song in the video is pretty good.
Is this the song?
Apparently she's a twerking guru.
Katie moved to Cali, I was destroyed. I drank too
So as this all is being sung by one Lexi Pantera, Giancarlo Stanton is laying shirtless on a bed, and in she comes. First, she's like a silhouette down the hallway, and she meanders in and then proceeds to crawl across him and
she
on top of him,
him
and start shaking things and spinning things and
shaking and rubbing, and it was just wrong.
And he's laying there. He seems to be confused. Like, who are you? Why are you doing this to me? At one point, she pulls him up by the necklace, and he's like, that's my necklace. Now,
do with me what you will.
What's amazing, I mean, this TMZ write-up, as we keep in our TMZ sports segment of this morning here on Gio and Jones, you know, they do like an almost like an analytical breakdown, like their chemistry is evident, but according to our sources, they're just friends, not actual lovers.
Who knows and who cares? None of our business, but it's a steamy video, and I had never heard of Miss Lexi, but apparently she's a pop star, right?
She's a twerking star. Video vixen.
She's a twerking star and a pop star and all that. Yeah.
Now, let's pretend that this is one of your football teammates, and the next day he walks back into the locker room after everybody just watched this video of him shirtless laying there. What do you guys do to him?
When is the next party with Miss Lexi and her friends? You know, love blow. Whoa.
I
never said that.
Whoa.
What kind of blow? Listen.
Easy.
You hit your wagon to that teammate. Hey, man, when's the next event?
No one's throwing a blonde wig on and grinding on Giancarlo Stanton when he walks in?
No, you're not going to grind on the man. Come on.
Playfully, Brian.
No, no, you don't playfully grind. You know, maybe someone from afar would do that. But, you want to hang out with that particular teammate.
Yeah, well, just keep hitting homers, Giancarlo, because you can't act.
He didn't have to do any acting. He just had the lighter. He played his part well.
There's always acting to be done. There's always motivation. There's always emotion. And the dude's laying there like he doesn't understand what's happening.
Okay.
Again, he's not Abdul Smith. Let's just leave take the compliment and run with it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good. Dan,
I would have done more in that moment.
I know you would have because you are a thespian.
I am a thespian. Yes.
He was like an extra.
Yeah.
Just laying there, doing nothing. Go hit a home run.
He was a cadaver.
Put a shirt on. Dan Fouts with Gio and Brian next on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the show that Ray Lewis blocked on Twitter. Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hi, Brian Jones. I'm Andrew Bogish in for Gio and Jones here on this Thursday morning on CBS Sports Radio. After yesterday's show, again, Greg and Brian went uptown here in Manhattan, hung out with the fancy CBS NFL people, including Dan Fouts, Chargers great, who made headlines this year saying it's embarrassing that his old team plays in tiny soccer stadium in Carson, California, while it waits on the new building in L.A. to be finished. That, of course, is where the conversation with Dan yesterday had to begin, even though he didn't want to say much more. He eventually did.
You know, I really don't have much to add to what I said. I kind of like to leave it at that because it doesn't really serve any purpose to go into it further. I mean, everybody knows how I feel about the team. I mean, it makes me think back to the fans in Baltimore, the fans in Cleveland, the fans in St. Louis. But if you look back through the history of the league, you see that the Los Angeles Rams came from Cleveland originally. And so it's part of the deal. If you're a fan, and especially if you were a player, you know, for a long time in any of those cities, like Johnny Unitas, when they moved out of Baltimore, he was pained, you know. So it's a tough one.
What have you seen this preseason from the Chargers? Anthony Lynn, of course, first-year head coach. You like what you're seeing, or is it just way too early to tell, considering it's preseason, not the regular season?
Well, their starters are good. Their starters are capable of winning a lot of games, especially with Rivers at quarterback. Melvin Gordon at running back. You got the receivers are all back. You got Gates and Hunter Henry at tight end. So he has the pieces in place. Excuse me. Defensively, Bosa on one side and Ingram on the other, bringing the heat. If Verrett can play and stay healthy, and Casey Hayward on the other side, so you got good pass rushers and a couple of corners that can play man-to-man. Now, the question for every team, other outside your starters, is who are you going to back up? Because the depth is, you know, so important, and that's where they're struggling right now, is finding quality depth.
Gio Jones with Dan Fouts across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Phillip Rivers hasn't missed a beat in his career. He continues to go out there and just be energized every single year. Do you see a guy like that playing, like Brady, going to 40 and beyond, or is he a different type of player where you don't think he's going to be able to get to that milestone we're seeing some of these other guys get to?
Well, he's 35, and it's his 14th year, and he has been remarkably durable. He's tough. And he has played in the last couple of years behind an offensive line that seems like they're hurt all the time, and they're plugging new guys in and taking guys out. So what he's done to this point makes me think that, yes, he can play as long as he wants, but they're going to have to get an offensive line with some stability in order for him to do that.
Who are some of the teams you're bullish on this season? We've been discussing on our show, talking a lot about Cincinnati. I like what they're doing. If Burfict can stay out of the doghouse, which doesn't seem possible, I think they are a team that could surprise this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, you know, that division is so great. The Rust Belt, as we like to call it. Keep your eye on Cleveland, because they'll bite somebody this year. I mean, they're not going to be a 500 team, but they will beat one of those three other teams in that division. I mean, if I kind of got my eye on Tennessee a little bit, too, because I think what's happened, when you look at the way they've built their offense and the way Dallas has built their offense, very similar, and it's in reaction to defenses getting smaller and lighter and faster because they have to defend the spread, all these passing games now. So how do you counter that? You get big and you run it right down their throat. And with the backs that Tennessee has, DeMarco Murray and Henry, two big physical backs, and Henry just now coming into his second year, that's a 1-2 punch.
It's amazing how cyclical it is, because you're right. You got all these guys now are lighter. When I played linebacker, you know, we were big, had the big shoulder pads and the neck rolls, and now you got to be able to play in space, but everyone would turn back to the power game. But have you seen a big influence where it used to be you had to adjust to the NFL? Now the NFL is borrowing a lot from the college schemes.
Yeah, you know, they are, but the quarterbacks still have to be retrained to play in the NFL. I mean, you look at a Jared Goff with the Rams, who is still developing in his second year now. He's getting more help with it from the coaching staff. But all that wide-open offense, and Mariota went through it from going from Oregon to the Tennessee, where all of a sudden you got to take a ball from under center, you got to form a huddle, you got to make calls at the line of scrimmage, you got to do NFL quarterback type of things. So some of the concepts have been adopted by the pros from college, but still there's the adjustment you have to make to play in this league.
Talking to Dan Fouts on Gio and Jones, I've been amazed at Blake Bortles and how his rookie season he hasn't been able to duplicate. It just seems like he's regressed majorly to this point. If he gave you a call tomorrow and said, Dan, what am I doing wrong? How can I get back to that? What would be some of the advice that you would give him?
I'd say, call Tom Brady. I mean, I'm too old to give advice. You know?
Oh, come on. That isn't true. You still look at the game the same, though. I mean,
really,
you know.
Out of my own way. You know, with any guy, I would just tell him that you know, keep plugging away. I mean, because nothing comes easy. The tough thing is, for some of these young quarterbacks, the reason they're drafted high is they're going to bad teams. And if they don't, the team doesn't win right away, they get another new coach and maybe a new coordinator. And so there's this endless cycle of new learning a new system, having new teammates, all these tough things that take time away from a guy that's been in the system for like 10 years, where instead of worrying about bringing a guy in and plugging him in, you're working on creating more opportunities, more offense. So that's why the rich get richer in the NFL.
Steelers is another team I'm high on. Roethlisberger, of course, Le'Veon Bell, if he ever signs. Now you get Martavis Bryant back to couple with Antonio Bryant. What do you think about their prognosis for the season?
Well, they better stop somebody. You know, I think that's always the question the last couple of years with the Steelers. But their offense is dynamic, and Le'Veon Bell is a remarkable player. it's a second leading receiver for them last year. Behind Antonio Brown, and just if you watch some of the running backs nowadays, they're trying to do the same type of thing where they're more patient, maybe hesitating a little bit behind the line of scrimmage and then hitting the hole. Nobody can do it like he can, but I've been seeing that in the preseason a little bit, where a running back will be a little picky as to, you know, where he wants to go. Sometimes it backfires, but sometimes, in his case, it doesn't.
One of our favorite people in the world is Ian Eagle. You've worked with him for many games. If you could say one good thing about Ian Eagle and his personality, what would that be?
Well, he's really dull and boring. He's a little wise-ass, too.
Yeah, that's Ian Eagle. Happy to honor that he actually responds to my emails and remembers me when we see each other.
Really?
Ian's one of the best people ever.
He is
and a hoot. He's a smart ass.
And you will hear from him tomorrow.
Yes, look at the tease.
Hi, I'm Ian Eagle.
You, Ian Eagle.
Don't step on my tease, Iron Eagle.
Mm.
I called him Iron.
My wife.
And you'll know why.
Now, funny you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I've known Ian for known him in quotes for a long time. Going back to my satellite radio days, and no one dislikes Ian. So me and my friend
can't stand it.
We're telling Ian stories, and my wife was around, and she thought we were saying Iron Eagle and talking about a wrestler.
Is there a wrestler named Iron Eagle? There was the movie Iron Eagle.
Right. She just thought we were saying Iron Eagle and thought that a person named Iron Eagle that we were talking about had to have been a wrestler. I mean, it's not a bad thought in a vacuum. But I rubbed her head. I said, good thing you're pretty. It's Ian Eagle. He's a basketball broadcaster.
You rubbed mama's head. You got something going for you, baby.
Yeah. It's not me. That's for sure.
Well, that's for sure.
Rams Chargers, by the way.
What about them?
Adding to the misery. The lowest rated preseason game nationally since like 2004. I didn't even know it was on national TV to give you proof of how little when it was
on CBS
this weekend in LA.
Oh, really?
And it had terrible rating. Now it's a preseason game. It's Rams, Chargers, and whatever. But nobody watched it.
Oh, I didn't even know they were playing.
And I believe that game and those ratings will come back up in this show in hour number 3. Plus Le'Veon Bell, plus Joe Hayden, and plus Gary Stokin, the Peach Bowl CEO and president. All of that in hour 3, Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.